One person is dead and more than a dozen are injured after an explosion triggered by a gas leak leveled a building in downtown Durham earlier this morning. This happened around 10:07 at 115 North Duke Street. That's not far from Brightleaf Square. A coffee shop called Caffeinate is part of the building. This happened after a contractor hit a 2-inch gas pipe around 9:30 in the morning. Crews were in the process of evacuating that building and nearby buildings when the explosion occurred. One person has been confirmed dead, 17 people injured, including one firefighter. One individual has been transferred to UNC's burn center. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge has been following this all day. What's the latest?
Yeah, we've seen this really develop from an unknown very early this morning. A lot of social media reaction immediately from people in downtown Durham of something just happened, and that realization that there was some sort of explosion in downtown Durham, and then your mind is kind of racing among all the possibilities. We find out this looks like it was a gas leak, a contractor. We do not know the name of the contractor or the exact work that was being done as of 2 o'clock this afternoon. That was when the Durham police, but a coalition of emergency officials in Durham held a press conference. They said that they are working to make sure that the proper permitting and everything was in place and taken care of before releasing any other information on that. But a contractor was in the area doing some work, struck a 2-inch gas line, and that's what triggered the series of events you were talking about earlier, where fire crews are on the scene, they're evacuating buildings, and in that process, something else happens to set off the explosion. And the building there is completely leveled. It collapsed in on itself. So catastrophic is how the fire department was determined.
And one part of this story, I mean, we've got one confirmed fatality. We've got well over a dozen people that are injured, and some of those injuries are very serious. Damage is being done to buildings. Several buildings away and people several blocks away are feeling this. Yeah. So part of this story is almost how lucky we are that it wasn't worse, because had this happened almost immediately after the gas line had happened, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Caffeinate, the coffee shop there in downtown Durham that you mentioned, had put on Instagram this morning just a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock saying that they were closed for the day out for circumstances out of their control. We'll update you about tomorrow.
And that was a reference to the gas leak.
Was saying we had to evacuate because of the gas. And within, it looks like based on the timestamps of everything, couldn't have been more than 5 minutes later that the explosion takes place. And I don't, if you're familiar with downtown Durham, where this is, it's on North Duke Street, so it's a one-way street, so you're kind of heading a little bit out of downtown, really center right now, and heading up Duke Street toward 85. But Durham School of the Arts is right there, so very lucky there, because there were no injuries reported for a full large school building there. Classes will be canceled tomorrow for Durham School of the Arts as they are inspecting that building's structural integrity and things like that. So. And the blast was felt as far away. I mean, places like the Federal, which is kind of a block this way and a block that way from where the explosion actually occurred, had its windows completely shattered out of the building there. So really lucky in some ways, like you said, that there wasn't more widespread, but there was, you know, at least one life lost in this.
Really devastating. We're speaking with Blake Hodge, and Orange County officials have sent personnel over to help with that. I mean, personnel are coming in from all over the place to help with this, including some from Orange County, right?
Yeah, Orange County EMS. The sheriff's office has also said that some personnel were over there, and we know that Chapel Hill Fire sent some trucks toward Durham, and this is part of the mutual aid agreement. So from what we can tell, it's not that Chapel Hill Fire crews, they may not have been actually on that scene, but as Durham was focusing so many of its personnel to that area, Chapel Hill Fire trucks allowed kind of normal operations and normal addressing of issues. That's how these usually work. If it was big enough, then Chapel Hill Fire was available to help out at the actual center of the investigation today as well.
So if you're listening out, that's sort of for logistical purposes for the rest of the day and into the next couple of days. Durham School of the Arts obviously closed for the rest of today. They'll be closed tomorrow as well. Road closures around that entire area, and those are likely to continue probably for the next couple of days as work is going to continue on this.
Yeah, perimeter is established right now, according to Durham Police Chief C.J. Davis, but she said that it will continue kind of on and off over the next couple of days as Durham's fire crew and state officials as well are carrying out the investigation as to what exactly happened. And they're going through the rubble as of this, you know, this afternoon and starting that work. There's nobody, from what the Durham fire chief said, there's no one that is unaccounted for right now, but they are going to have to search that building carefully to make sure that no one else was in the building at the time. And it's a totally collapsed two-story brick building. So it's
someone was posting on social media the kind of before and after pictures. You can take a picture of that block, and it's one building after another. Yeah. The picture now is there's a building that's gone. It's not there.
Yeah, it's a series of like four, you know, kind of very old warehousey type buildings, four brick two-story buildings just abutting each other throughout that. So one of them just completely gone at this point.
And as it happens, today happens to be the 150th anniversary of Durham's founding, and the city has been celebrating this all year, and today was kind of the culmination of that celebration. So Mayor Steve Shule obviously addressing the members of the media and the and the public at this press conference about an hour ago.
Yeah, he called it a terrible tragedy and said that he was experiencing feelings of loss and grief, certainly, but also gratitude for seeing everybody in the city kind of pulling together, and all of the city employees from the sheriff's or from the, certainly from the sheriff's office, but from the Durham Police Department, from the firefighters, the EMS, everybody working together. And you've got a fire chief who is 148 days into his job as fire chief in Durham, who is kind of leading the effort on this and working with CJ Davis, who's been there for a couple of years now as the fire or as the police chief, and Jim Groves is the emergency management coordinator over in Durham County now. That name may sound familiar because he was in Orange County for a long time before that as well. So they have a good infrastructure in place, but you do have some new pieces that are all trying to work together for really a tremendous event. I mean, this is significant. And CJ Davis said this is one of those days that you prepare your whole career for and hope never happens. And that was some of the same message that we heard from Steve Shule today of it's not a happy day, but a proud day for seeing the way that Durham responded.
And you think about the first responders, like every time you get an emergency call and you get in your car and go, you might be going to something like this and you never know.
I was thinking about that earlier today where we had a couple of weeks ago, it was a gas leak in Chapel Hill. It was over here near Estes Hills Elementary, so not far from us. And then something happens and there's a gas leak in Carrboro. And there's so many of those times where something is happening and you don't even, you're not thinking of it in those terms. It's, again, the reason that it's being reported on at that point is you might smell gas and this is why.
Right.
And the road is closed, so don't try to go that way. But yeah, those first responders, they were there responding to the gas leak today and evacuating buildings and
Saving a lot of lives in the process, probably, almost certainly.
Yeah, the fire chief today said that. Is like his quote was that he was sure there's people who were saved today due to that evacuation work. Because they're right across the street on Duke Street there is a warehouse building that's been turned into apartments. So there are a lot of residential units that are just across the street from this today. So as of right now, again, one death that has been confirmed, 17 injuries. One person has been transferred to the J.C. Byrne Center here at UNC, but everybody else being treated at the hospitals in Durham.
And we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.